Hello and welcome back to Live Your Personal Best. I feel like it's been a while since I've come on with a solo episode now that it's summer hours and I'm only doing one per week, but I'm so excited to talk to you guys today all about fitness motivation and one reason why you should work out today. And we're going to jump right in. But before we get started, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please take 5 seconds right now. You don't even have to press pause, just to make sure you're subscribed and leave a rating and review. It's real quick. It's right on the page. Just hit 5 stars and submit, and I would appreciate it so much. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, do that right now. And I hope that you enjoy this week's episode. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. So I heard a quote this week, and it's probably one that I've heard a million times before, but for this week, when I heard it, it just really hit, and so I wanted to read it to you. If an egg is broken by an outside force, it dies. If it's broken by an inside force, life begins. Great things always begin from the inside. And I love this quote. I just want to break it down a little bit more. So visualizing an egg, if it's broken from an outside force, if it gets crushed, if it gets cracked, dropped, it cracks, it dies. But if you think about it being broken from an inside force, the only reason that'd be broken from the inside is something breaking out, right? The baby chick hatching. It's doing that from the inside when the timing's right, and then life begins. And so I love this whole idea of beginning from the inside. Because with working out, you know, there's a million reasons why you can work out, but the one reason I always come back to is, you know, forcing yourself into these situations. Because if you're the one that forces yourself into these hard situations, if you're the one that forces yourself to get stronger, that's when the life begins, right? That's when you actually grow from it, you learn from it, versus always waiting for an outside source telling you what to do, right? We don't want to be always waiting for this outside source to make a decision for us or to figure out when we need to get stronger, both physically and mentally, right? If you can force yourself into these situations now, if you can force yourself doing the hard things, that's when you get to these great things. That's when you get to know yourself better. And in life, there's two possibilities. You either decide your action for yourself or life chooses for you. And we don't always have the choice, right? Sometimes there are things that are inevitable or out of our control, and that's when it seems like life would choose for us, right? Maybe you got let go from your job. Maybe you got into a car accident. You're like, how is that in my control, right? There's no choice here for me. But if you take a step back, ask yourself, okay, then what is in my control? Right? Maybe being let go wasn't in your control and you can't say, no, boss, I'm not being let go. I want to keep my job. But it doesn't mean that there are other things that aren't in your control, right? Maybe that means you can start networking with people you know. Go back to your old job. Okay, who do you know there? Who's hiring? Who do you know that has a new job? What can you do on that front? Or maybe you don't even want to think about that whole spot, right? Maybe you're going to pivot into something else of, okay, maybe this is a good 2 weeks that I'm going to reset. Maybe this is a 2 weeks of slowdown that I needed of, I'm going to focus on this. Now is a great time to look at my budget again. Now, wow, that's the wake up call I needed of, okay, maybe I should move somewhere else, or yada, 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 right? There are always the possibilities that are in control. And when we focus on the ones that are in our control, those are the ones that you can grow from. Because if you're only focusing on the choices that are out of your control, it's hard to grow from those situations. You can learn lessons from things out of your control. You can move past things that are out of your control and you can handle them better, right? But there's no choice there. And so when you do have the choice, when you have the choice of am I going to wake up every morning and work out and treat my body well? Or am I going to sleep in? And you know what? It's not harming me today and it's not harming me tomorrow. And now a month goes by and I haven't noticed any big change, right? There isn't any big change. These little things compound though. And so for forcing yourself into them and for choosing your health, choosing to work out, choosing these things for yourself, that's when you're going to see these massive results, not as a physical result, not as in weight lost or muscle gained, but as in you can now focus on all of these choices that you might have been ignoring before, thinking, oh, well, my whole day is scheduled for me, right? I have class at this time, I have work at this time, I have to pick up the kids, right? You might feel like you're not in control of your schedule. And this is one of those ways where the choice is back on you. You are putting yourself in the driver's seat. This is something that I've lived by for a long time before I even really realized what was happening. So growing up, my mom would always let me make all these decisions for myself. You know, when I was 5 years old, she would always ask me, okay, Emily, what do you want to wear out? And, you know, as a 5 year old, I don't have too much common sense. There would be some days where I would leave the house in the middle of winter and I would be wearing a dress, a summer dress. And my mom, you know, being the good parent she is, would always, you know, pack a winter hat and pack a jacket. But I was adamant that I chose that sundress and I wanted to wear it. Well, because those are the choices I made for myself, I learned very quickly that, you know, maybe I don't want to wear sundresses in winter, or there would be other circumstances where I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't want that decision, but I'm a kid and I'm learning. And growing up, I've always made these decisions for myself. And so fast forward to my senior year of college, or actually, I guess even my junior year of college, and everyone's talking about what college that they're going to go to. And I had some friends, I remember they would apply to 15 different schools, get accepted to 8 of them. And then they thought about it for months. They thought about, okay, I don't know where to go. And it was this big decision. And I remember everyone being stressed. And for me, I knew exactly where I wanted to go. I had applied to that place, got accepted, and that was it. And my parents were like, don't you want safety schools? What if you change your mind? You know, it's not like you would only get accepted to one. You could get accepted as elsewhere. Look somewhere closer, look somewhere cheaper, right? Like, you can spread out. And I was like, no, like, I know that this is what I want. And I never knew why that decision came easy to me. I wasn't like, oh, you know, this school is so much better than everywhere else, right? I think that there's probably a lot of comparable places I could have gone to, but I just really felt it, that it was an easy decision for me. And then looking back, I was like, it's because I have been making decisions, both little but and small, for years. And so, yes, some choices might have seemed insignificant, right? Telling me what I was wearing to kindergarten or wearing growing up, right? I wouldn't necessarily equate that of like, oh, this will help me with my college decisions. But because I forced myself, or my parents forced me so many times to make that decision for myself, then when it got to the big things, it became easier. And so it's the same thing with working out, right? If you are someone who's never put yourself first, right? Think about all the times you've prioritized someone else. You've prioritized the people that you love in your life. You've prioritized maybe the people that you just felt obligated to and you didn't even want to prioritize in your life, right? To say, okay, you're going to take these 45 minutes and go to the gym and work on yourself, and that's just going to be self-care for you. That's just going to be for you because you want to do it. That might be a big step. Right? But these things, if you consistently do them and you do them every day and you keep showing up for yourself in the gym, then when it becomes a hard choice later on, then when it becomes something like maybe you're in a friendship and they're not treating you right, maybe you're in a relationship and you feel like you've lost yourself and they're not treating you with the priority that you're treating them with, well, you're already going to know how to stand up for yourself. You're already going to know how to prioritize yourself and why. You'll know what that feels like. And so because you've made the smaller decision so many times, because you've chosen it so many times, it's gonna come easier those big times. The last point that I wanna make about this quote is, it really hits me with the message of real change comes from within, right? If an egg is broken by an outside force, it dies. If it's broken by an inside force, life begins. Great change always begins from the inside. So another thing with, you know, health or fitness or any of these decisions is, if it's made by an outside source telling you, if it's made by someone else telling you what to do or what you should be doing, that's always going to be harder than if you were to make that decision yourself because it's something that you wanted to. Because I'm sure you've all been seeing, you know, those videos that are going around of trying to be that girl, in quotations, you know, the one that wakes up early and then meditates and then journals and then does yoga and then meal preps for the day and has a great breakfast, right? And she seems to be doing all of these right things. And, you know that your life could also look like that and you know how to get there, but maybe you just don't want to. And so if you were like, you know what, I'm going to change up my routine and start living like that person, but it's not something that you want to do, you're not actually going to change yourself. You're just going to be forcing yourself. And that comes, you know, with feelings of maybe anger of why am I doing this, of frustration and all of these things. Whereas if you make a choice because you want to, if you make this choice because it's something that you feel passionate about inside, it's something that you have a goal for yourself, that's where the real change comes from. It's something within that's telling you to do something, not something external of comparing and saying, oh, well, they're doing it, and or that seems like the right decision. So that's all that I have for today, my long 10-minute ramble about this one quote, but I saw it and I loved it, and I hope that you enjoyed this too. So if you did, make sure you're subscribed. Come follow on Instagram. It's at liveyourpb for more fitness motivation every day of the week. And so I'll see you there, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me at liveyourpersonalbest, at liveyourpersonalbest. Come say hi, come say what's up. I would love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. Thanks, and see you next time.